John Boltz, first vice president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, has a quick and dirty science lesson for you.
We have to look at this particular pathogen, E. coli 0157H7, and you can fit enough E. coli 0157H7 on the tip of a straight pin to make 100 plus people ill. It's a very voracious toxin. It's one of the most, it emits the, one of the most toxic substances known to humans, but you're talking about something microscopic. And our interest is in finding the point source, how that did or didn't enter into the food supply, and making sure that we prevent that in the future.
Boltz is a farmer himself with over 20 years' experience in Yuma farm fields, growing everything from fresh produce to wheat. He says, first of all, the romaine lettuce that sickened people in 22 states this month is no longer on market shelves.
All of the product that was potentially an issue or was an issue is long gone from the marketplace. Our fresh vegetables, such as lettuce, have a 3-week shelf life, roughly, about 21 days. That's long ago, came and went. And so we're very much interested in getting to the bottom of this so that we can make sure that if there's anything we can do to ever prevent this in the future, that we're doing that 100%.
When an E. coli outbreak happens, he says, much of the investigative work falls on the CDC and FDA to figure out what the common element was and what people scattered across the nation ate. They work backwards to find how and where the foodstuff was handled. Boltz explains.
My business, the fresh vegetable business here on the West Coast between Arizona and California, folks that work in our line of work take that extremely seriously. We're contacted by federal authorities, state authorities, local authorities working on these sort of things. We get to the bottom of it right away. And normally in a matter of a couple of hours, those investigators are supplied with an overwhelming amount of information for them to look through related to how that particular foodstuff was produced and transported and handled or processed.
Boltz says the most important thing to farmers is that people who have fallen ill get the best medical care they can. Their second priority, he says, is to learn what happened and apply best industry practices to make sure it doesn't happen again.
In the end, though, sometimes federal authorities can't find a specific reason why E. coli broke out. One wild animal walking through a field pre-harvest can cause an entire field not to be harvested if it's caught, for example. But if history is any guide, an outbreak like this can have devastating economic consequences.
The spinach E. coli situation back in 2006, investigators and regulators never found exactly what caused the contamination, but nonetheless, some happened, and the impact of that was pretty dramatic over the following 2 to 3 years. It was close to 3 years before that business got back to where it was prior to that situation.
That was John Boltz of the Arizona Farm Bureau on the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak that has been traced back to Yuma.